Okay. Today is Daf Tes Vav. Bava Metzia. We are on Yudalim and Beis in the bottom line. But in order to really figure out what's going on here, I'm going to say it outside. Yesterday, Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel, made a statement. His statement was that when somebody steals land, sells it to another, then all the truth is revealed. The owner of the field gets the field back from the guy who bought it, the innocent purchaser. He could sue the ganav for the money he paid. And Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, what did he say in the name of Shmuel? He can get the money back, but he can't get the shevach back. He can't get the interest back. Why not? Because it looks like ribbis. Looks like it's ribbis. Fine. The Gemara asked a kasha on him from a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin says, "Ein motziin la'achilas peros u'l'shevach karkos u'l'mazon ha'isha v'habanos menachasim mishavadim le'tikin ha'olam." Ein motziin means we don't pay. We don't pay for peros, for shevach, for a food, for a mother, for a wife from l'kuchos. What does that mean? That means that, let's say, somebody owes money and he doesn't have the money to pay. Let's say somebody, Reuven sells land to Shimon. Shimon buys the land. Shimon knows that any land that he bought from Reuven can be taken away from him if Reuven owed money to other people. Shimon knows that. And it's Shimon's duty to investigate that before he buys the land from Reuven. Says the Mishnah in Gittin, but we're not going to make Shimon have to give up his land to pay Reuven's widow, let's say. To pay Reuven's widow. Or to pay for Reuven's daughters if Reuven died. Why? Because that's an amount that has no end. It's going to go on forever. How much is a wife going to need? She could live 120. We don't make Shimon pay money for that. Similarly, we don't make Shimon pay for payros, for shevach. So you see that maybe there is such a thing as getting paid for shevach. Not from Mechasim Shabbatim, but it could be paid. So the Gemara had all these answers. Then at the bottom, the Gemara asked, what did the Mishnah in Gittin mean when it said, L'achilas peros? Toshma. I'll start from Toshma again. L'achilas peros ketzad. What did the Mishnah mean when it said that? This is a braisa explaining the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah mean when it said, L'achilas peros cannot be paid from Ein Motziin L'achilas peros? What did the Mishnah mean by that? What do those words mean? Says the Gemara, says the braisa, Haresha goes atad nechavero. Somebody steals a field, v'harehi yotzi mitachas yado, and then he loses the field. He loses the field. Kishu gove, when a collection is made, when there's a payment requested, gove es hakeren. He collects the keren minachasim mishubadim from nachasim mishubadim. Upeiros gove minachasim bnei chorin, and peiros from nachasim bnei chorin. And what do those words mean? We've said a lot of words. What does that mean? Heichidami. What does that mean? Ile makidiktani. If it says, if we're going to explain it like it means, that means Reuven stole a field from Shimon. Right? Reuven stole a field from Shimon. That means gazlin. We're talking about a gazlin. Right? We started off by saying, Toshma, Harisha gazal sada mechavero. I steal a field from you. I steal a field, and v'harehi yotze mitachas yado, and then it leaves my property. Because I steal a field from you, and then you come take it away from me. After all, I stole it. So then it says, when you collect from the chasim mishubadim b'nechorin. Who's collecting? You're a thief. What do you mean collecting? What does that mean? The thief is going to say to the owner, by the way, I stole your field, but I worked on it, so I'm entitled to money, no? Does that make any sense? That makes no sense. Therefore, Elam akidiktoni gazlin. If the Bryce says we're going to be read Pasha Pshat Gav, Miman Gavi. Who is the gazlin collecting from? El Alav, it must be the following case. Kigon, for example, Shagaz al Sadam Mechavero. He stole a field. Umachra la'acher. He sold it to someone else. Ah, Nav Hishbicha. Now that guy improved the field. Okay? That guy improved the field. Right? That guy improved the field. The question is, now he comes and says, I'm entitled to money. Right? After all, I'm an innocent purchaser. I didn't know he stole it. I bought it.
I'm going to go to the Gaza now. The Gaza has to pay. And I also want the Shevach. Now, Shmuel said that you don't get Shevach and you also don't get the Peros. Kasha on Shmuel. That's the Kasha. Kasha on Shmuel, Kasha on Rav Nachman.
Oh, my Rava, no. You know what's going on here?
A guy stole a field full of Peros.
Vachal is a Peros. The Gazlan ate all the Peros.
And then he destroyed the field. He destroyed the field.
So now, Ba Nigzal Ligvos Karen.
When the victim, the Nigzal, comes to get his land back,
Govern the Chasim Yishabadim,
he can seize any other land that the Gazlan has to compensate him for his land. After all, he destroyed it. He made caves and ditches. The whole thing's destroyed.
Ba Nigzal Ligvos Peros.
But when he comes to collect Peros, he destroyed the Peros too. He ate it all. He's a Gazlan.
Govern the Chasim Yishabadim.
We're not talking about Shevach here at all. You thought we're talking about Shevach has to do with the discussion of Shmuel or not. Nothing to do with that.
That's Rava's answer. Rava Bar Bar Huna answers Omar. He's a different answer. Keep going, for example. Shinat Luha Masikin.
The Goyim was saying, which land can we seize? Which land can we seize? So some rascal says to the Goy, to the governor, take Reuven's land. So the governor says, oh, that's a good idea. So we learned the Baba Kama. Reuven now can go to this rascal and say, you just got my field taken away from me. You compensate me. Right? It's all your fault. You would have kept quiet. That would have happened. It's all your fault.
Kigon shed lo masikin. But Nigzal Ligvos Karen.
So when the Nigzal now comes to the rascal and says, you pay me the Karen,
go over in a chasim yishubadim.
That you can take away the rascal's field. After all, the rascal caused his field to be taken away.
But Nigzal Ligvos Peros.
You want to collect Peros? The fruits on the field, the apples,
that go over in the chasim b'nei choren.
That you can only collect from b'nei choren. It has nothing to do with the Gazlan selling it to a third party.
Now, the Gemara says, Rava lo amar k'rava bar Rav Huna.
Rava didn't want to hold like Rava bar Rav Huna. Rava said the pshat was, he destroyed the field. Rava bar Rav Huna said the pshat was, he sold the field, he got the field taken away by the government. Right? By the strong arms.
So why didn't Rava want to hold like Rava bar Rav Huna? Because it says,
the Mishnah said in Gittin that it left his possession,
which is mashma bedina mashma. It left it with correctly, not some governor illegally seized land. That's not what we're talking about.
It left his possession. How did that happen? The owner, original owner, came to Bezdin and said, "This guy stole my field and sold it to Reuven." That's not his mashma.
And Rabba Bar Rav Huna lo amar k'rava.
Rabbi Rav Huna didn't want to hold like Rava,
because Harei he yotze mitachas yado beina mashma.
When it says that it left his possession, it's mashma, it left it in one piece. Not that he destroyed it. So each one didn't hold the other one. Fine.
Ravashi Omar, Ravashi has a third answer, with Stadin Katani.
An entirely different answer, and Ravashi says,
learn those cases with Stadin. Each case, I'm not sure how to read this, each case stands in its own. For example, Kigon.
Somebody stole a field full of peros.
Peros.
And he ate the peros. Then he sold the field. Not that he sold a field of peros. He ate it himself. Then he sold it.
So, balokeach ligvos keren.
Then what happened? A guy bought this field. Then the Gazlan taps him on the shoulder and says, by the way, you know, you bought a stolen field. It really belongs to me. So, okay, gives it back.
So, ba lokeach ligvos,
when the lokeach that wants to get recompensated for the money he paid, he goes to the Gazlan, that,
gover mikere, min chasim yishubadim.
That he collects the chasim yishubadim.
Ba nigzal ligvos peros,
he wants to collect the peros. After all, that the Gazlan ate them peros,
unrelated. Gover min chasim nechorin.
He collects it from the chasim nechorin.
Okay?
Two separate things. So we have not resolved our issue about what happens about the Shevach or the Peros. Why? Because none of these cases are that case.
Now, Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rava Rav Huna, either one, Milva Alpehu, it's a Milva Alpeh. What's a Milva Alpeh?
A Milva Alpeh is an oral loan. Basically, when a Gazlan stole Reuven's field and sold it to Shimon, Shimon paid the Gazlan money. What Shimon really doing is, he's really lending the Gazlan money, really. That's what he's doing. You can't buy something that doesn't belong to you. So the Gazan had no right to ever sell this field. He had no right to do that. Why? It's not his, it's a Gazan. So when Shimon bought Reuven's field from the Gazan, Shimon gave money for that. Right? That was not purchase money for a field. Because you can't buy a field that's stolen. So what was it really? He gave the Gazan a loan. Now, that loan wasn't recorded in a document. So how can he collect the money back? The Gazan could say, well, this never happened. It's a milval peh. Milval peh, it's amazing that Gemara asked such a question. We're gonna let the Gazan gain by this?
You can't collect from Shabbat.
Right. Which means, we said yesterday, that basically, you're giving away for free. Nobody in their right mind would ever do that.
But there is a shtar that was handed
over. But that's a shtar, right, I know about that shtar. I know about that shtar. I know. Anyway, the Gemara is going to answer it. So, it's a milval peh. U milval peh ain't a government of chasim mishubadim. A milval peh can't be collected from the chasim mishubadim. Not ladu. So Gemara says, you're right. Hakamai eskid. You know what's going on here? Kisha amad badin. The Gazan was already convicted in court. A Gazlan being convicted in court is just like it's written in the shtar. Why? Because everybody knows about it. It's public knowledge. Right? It's in the newspaper. Therefore, it's as if it has written down. V'hadar zavin. What's v'hadar zavin? And then it was subsequently sold. Right. Ihachi. If that's all true, then peiros nami kish amar badin. The peiros nami. Peiros nami. Then what about the peiros also? Also, he was convicted on that too, no? So Gemara says, no. Kisha'am b'din ala keren, v'la'am b'din ala peiros. He's only convicted on the keren, but not on the peiros. Says the Gemara, my Pascha, why are you making such a distinction like that? Why was he convicted on the one field, no? He's convicted for stealing the land, but not convicted for stealing the fruit on the land. Why are you saying that? So the Gemara says, start with the milsa. Most people, kitava, inish, karna, when they're making a claim, karna tava bereisha, they collect the karen first. In other words, maybe they're mochel. They only have what?
The big number first.
Yeah, they go for the big number first. Exactly. They want the land back. So there's a few apples on the land. All right, they're not going to fight for that so much. That they're willing to lose that part of the lawsuit, but the land that they want back. Okay. Now, v'savar Shmuel holds lokeach mi gazlon less le shibcha. If somebody steals from if somebody buys from a gazlon, that buyer has no right to the shevach? Is that what Shmuel holds? Shmuel holds that. Is that what we're saying? V'ha'amar le Shmuel l'rav Chinana bar Shilas. But Shmuel once said to Chinana bar Shilas, I saw somewhere that he was a sofer. Anyway, Imlach, when you're writing up these documents, right? Imlach, when you're writing up documents about buying and selling, uksov, write in the document, Shufra, Shibcha, Uperi. Write in the document that if this sale is ever busted for whatever reason, for example, someone a prior creditor comes to take the land, if that ever happens, then write in the document that the shufra, I will pay you back, the seller says. I will compensate you. Not only that, I'll give you shufra, I'll give you my best land, and shivcha upeiri. And I'll give you the shevach, any work you did in the land, I'll pay you for that. So what do you mean Shmuel says that we don't give the guy shevach? He used to tell sofers to write it in the documents. Right? Now, b'mai, what kind of document are we talking about? E-b'balchov, if it's a loan document from b'balchov, mi'isli peiri, b'alchov doesn't get peiros. V'amar Shmuel, b'alchov, goves ha-shevach, aval, goves ha-shevach, shevach in, aval peiros lo. Doesn't get shevach. El alav, it must be talking about b'lokeach mi'gazlan. Right? It must be talking about purchased it from a Gazlan. What happened? The buyer says to the Gazlan, how do I know this is really your land? Maybe you're a Gazlan. And the Gazlan says, you're right, you suspect me, fine. I'll write a document that I'm going to sell you this land, and if anything happens to it, I'll pay you back Shevach and the best land. You're protected. The Shmuel says, such a case, we never give the guy that. The guy's the one to write in the document. Shmuel used to tell the sofers. People are suspicious about who the owner is. You want to sell such buy land from a guy you're not sure who he is? You're not sure who's the owner? I'm telling you, put in the document that the owner, the Gazlan, promises to compensate you. Right? So what do you mean Shmuel didn't hold from it? Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef,
Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef answers, Hacha b'mayaskinan. When would Shmuel tell the sofer to write in the document that what? That the guy promises to pay the buyer for any kind of land that happens. That's talking about a case, kigon, for example, shiyesh lo karka, where the gazlin, the gazlin had karka. What does that mean?
Doesn't look like rivers anymore.
The whole problem is, the whole reason Shmuel says he can't get shevach is because it's rivers. Looks like rivers. I stole $100, I stole a piece of land, and I'm giving back land plus $1,000 check. Looks like rivers. But if the gazlin had land, just take his land away. Doesn't look like rivers. Now, says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, v'chimut lilva sabisa. Don't want to come sheish l'karka? You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to borrow a pound of flour, and I'll pay you back a different pound of flour. Why? Because the price of flour can fluctuate. So in 6 months later, it's worth more, and I paid you back ribbis. But makom sheish l'karka, right? In other words, if you have cash, you can't do that. So just because the gazlan has a piece of land, how does that solve the problem of ribbis? Of looking like ribbis? Right? A Malay, so he answers back, Hasam Halva. Yeah, when I borrow something and I'm going to pay it back, and I borrow a pound of flour, and I'm going to pay back a pound of flour, but later on it's going to be worth more. That's ribbis. Hasam Halva. That's a loan. Haha, but over here, Zavini, it's a sale. It's a sale. You're worried about ribbis? That doesn't make any sense. It looks like ribbis. Borrowing a pound of flour and repaying a flour is ribbis. That is ribbis. You're not allowed to pay back more than you borrow. Here, it's not ribbis. You stole X, you're paying back X. Happens to be you're paying it back in cash. It looks like ribbis. That doesn't make any sense by a sale. Right? That doesn't make any sense. We're going to get to it later in the Masechta. It's very complicated. It's very complicated. But yes, in theory. In practice, I don't know. In theory, it could be into wash. In theory, it could be ribbis. But a sale? Why is a sale ribbis? The gazlan sold it. Now he has to pay it back. What kind of ribbis is that? Yeah.
And it's worked on.
Well, and it worked on it. So if you're a third party, you're watching this from the roof, you're watching what's going on, you say, hey, what's going on? He's paying back more. Hey, it's ribbis going on. It looks like ribbis. Fine. So if it looks like ribbis, we're going to not going to give the guy the shevach. But not if he has other land. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Amar Reb Yosef, a different answer. Very similar answer. Hachu ma'eskinan kigon shekana miyado. Where the gazlan promised, instead of writing in the document, he promised to pay. You could come to me back. I'm going to be machnet to you any gains, any problems you suspect me of being a ganav. I will guarantee, same idea. I will guarantee that I'm going to pay you. So I'm going to buy you the chimut a little bit, sa, ba, sa, economy. I don't, what, just because you guarantee that the ribbons problems go away? I'm going to lay, not same answer. Hasmava, hachazavini. That's a sale, by a loan. Yeah, it's by a loan, there's ribbons issues. The whole issue of ribbons is by a loan, not by sales. They have overcharging, fine. But that doesn't apply here. Okay. That was the easy part of the daf. And now we don't have an answer. We're going to have an answer on Amud Beis. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Balchov, Gov es Hashevach. Shmuel said that a Balchov, not a Ganav, but a Balchov, right? That means Reuven sold a field to Shimon. That's what I think this means. Reuven sold a field to Shimon. Turns out that, no, not that Reuven, the owner. The owner sold the field to Shimon. But it turns out that Reuven was a prior creditor. So Reuven comes to Shimon and says, I'm very sorry, but I'm taking this field from you. Shimon now goes to the owner and says, Reuven took the field away. You have to pay me back now another field. And the Shevach as well. Okay? Simple? David, you got it? The owner sold a field to Shimon.
Shimon's working on it. He's working on it. He's improving it. He's doing business. Then Reuben comes to Shimon and says, I know that the owner sold the field to you, but I was a prior creditor. So I'm taking the field away. I'm allowed to do that. Shimon says, fine. Shimon then turns to the owner and says, you have to compensate me for the field. After all, I bought a field from you and it was taken away from me. So you compensate me now, and you have to pay me for the Shavach as well. Okay? Very simple. Amar Shmuel. I think that's the case. Kufa, Amar Shmuel. Bal Chov, Gova Esa Shavach. Amar Rava, says Rava. Teda, I'll prove you that's true. Shekach Kosivlo, Mocha Lulokeach. This is what they used to write in the stars. Ana, I, Akum, I will get up. The Ishvi, and I will. What's the Ishvi? And I will quiet any title. I will quiet it. The Idchi, and I will purify. The Amrik, Zvini, Elon, Enon, the Imlehon, the Shibchehon. I will make you whole. I will compensate you. I'll pay you back for the land. The Shibchehon, and any Shevach you did to the land. I'm going to pay you back everything. The Ekum, Kadmach, Vitzavi, Zvina, Danan, Vekabal Alayhu. You could trust me. I'm going to pay everything back if it ever happens. No, there's no question. That proves that when the Shimon comes back to the owner and says, you know, the land I bought from you was taken away from me, the owner has to give him a new piece of land or pay him back, including the amount of Shevach he put into it.
In this case, we specified.
Right, right.
How much did he owe Reuben? How much did Reuben owe? Let's say an X amount that he was owed, correct?
Right, yeah.
Either the field is worth X, I mean, what's the field worth?
What do you mean?
Let's say that he's owed, he owes him.
Whatever he's owed, whatever he's owed.
Right, well, let's say the field now is worth $1.2 million.
Right. I don't know about the improvement. I don't know about the price of the, that. I don't know. That I don't know. I would say no.
That's not
Shvah. That's market value. Why should he get that? Why should he get that?
Right. So what is the case with
him? He's talking about that the land had a huge house on it,
yeah.
And he knocked the house. It was an old broken down house. He knocked it down. He made a field out of it. He improved the land. Not that the price went up. The price went up.
He improved the land.
He's entitled to. How much did it cost him to improve the land? He's entitled to that. That's what Shevach means. Proving the land.
Oh,
so we're going to get to that also in Amud Beis. Now, Amalei Reb Chiya bar Avin LeRava. Reb Chiya bar Avin says to Rava, El Me'ata, if that's all true, then Matana, if I give you a piece of land as a gift, D'lo K'siv Le'Hachi, I don't write any of that in the documents of a gift. That I'm going to stand here and promise, I don't do that, I'm giving you a gift. I'm giving you people as a gift. Hachanami de lo tarv shivcha? Isn't it true that the shevach can't be collected? In other words, you give me a land as a gift. Then it gets taken, and I improve the land. Then it gets taken away from me. Right? Then it gets taken away from me. Right? Then it gets taken away from me. So I come back to you. Is that the case? Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I come back to you and say, hey, you gave me this land as a gift. Now it's taken away. You give me another piece of land.
And the Shevach.
So the answer is yes. No, the load, you don't get the Shevach.
No, you claim the Shevach, but you don't get it.
So that's exactly true. Says the Gemara, is the power of a gift greater than the power of a sale? Amalei? In. Yes. Yafe v'yafe. It's taka greater. It is greater. Why? Because when a matana is given, he doesn't have to give the shevach. And then they get seized, the owner doesn't have to pay the shevach back. And by a sale, he has to pay the shevach back. So what do you see? In a way, the power of matana is greater. Okay? What?
Is that
right.
It's a gift.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's a freebie. It gives you anything you want.
I know. I'm not sure what this Gemara is doing here. Yeah, I know. Now, this is the hard part of the daf. Ready? Omer of Nachman. Hamasnisa Misriele Lamar Shmuel. We have a mission that's going to support Shmuel. Vahuna Vachavrin Mokin Lomiliachuini. And Rav Huna and his Chevra are going to interpret it in a different way. What's the Mishnah? The Tanya, Braisa. Hamoche sadel mechel lechaveiro. If somebody sells a field to his friend, varehi yotza metachas yado, and then the field gets taken away from him. Again, The owner sells the field to Reuven. Reuven has the field taken away from him, from Shimon. So Reuven goes back to the owner and says the field was taken away. Kishu Gove, when he collects that money back from the owner, Gove sakar min chasim mishubadim. He collects the carry from the chasim mishubadim. V'gove, v'shevach, Gove min chasim b'nei chorin. And the shevach, he collects from b'nei chorin. Okay? Vahuna, v'chavrin, and Rahuna and his friends, mukimla, b'mili achrini, they learned it in a different thing, b'lokeach migazlan. Buying it from a goslin. The first way of learning it, there's no goslin here. The owner sells a field to Reuven. It gets seized by a prior, by Shimon, a prior creditor. Reuven goes back to the owner and says, I bought land from you, and it's not here anymore. Shimon took it. Pay me back. So the keren, I'll pay back from the chasim mishubadim, and the shevach, I have to go collect from your cash. Tanya idach, we learned at a different brisa. If somebody sells a field, vihishbicha, and the buyer improves it, uba balchov v'torfa, and then a balchov comes, a prior creditor comes, and takes the field away from purchaser number one, kishu gove es hashevach, when the buyer wants to collect the shevach, yoser al hayitzia, if the shevach is worth more than the expenses he put in, he put in $50, and now it's worth $100 more, so it's a net gain of $50. No to less hashevach mibal hakarka. He gets the shevach from the karka, from the owner of the karka, the hayitzia mibal chov, and the expenses from the bal chov, who took it away. Why? Because now the bal chov is gaining. What? I had to hire a guy to come clean out the land. It was all full of weeds. What? That was my expenses for the shevach to kick in. So the Baal Chov should pay for that. Why? Because he just took the field away. It's his field now. He just gained, but I paid those $50. Who should pay those $50? The Baal Chov should pay. What? Right. That part wasn't Meshuvah to Baal. The Baal Chov wasn't entitled to that. He's entitled to a field. He wasn't entitled to that $50. So he has to pay. I bought it. Now, it was taken away from me by the Baal Chov. Baal Chov should pay me the $50. But if the expenses were more than it's worth, right? I spent $300. And it's only worth now $50 more. So I paid much more than I...
Why should you ever pay back the shevach?
What?
You should never pay back the shevach.
Yeah, what do you mean? We said in the document he promises to pay back. So, im hayitzia yiseir al shevach, if the expenses are more than the shevach, ein lo ela hotzah shir shevach mi balchov. Then the Baal Chov has to pay me for that shevach, for those expenses. Why? After all, right now maybe there's no benefit. Right now it's a loss, but over time it'll be a benefit. The fact that I spent $300 improving the land, hired some guys, the Baal Chov has to pay me back for that. Now, v'Shmuel b'may mukimla, what's Shmuel going to do with this brisa? Why? E b'lokeach migazlin, if it's a lokeach from a gazlin. If that's the case, kasha resha. Why? The kasha with the resha here of this story. Why? The Amar Shmuel said, lokeach migazlin lesa shivcha. Shmuel said there is no shevach. Shmuel said you're never entitled. Right? That's what you've been doing for the past 2 days. Shmuel said you're never entitled. You're not entitled to shevach if you buy it from a gazlin. Now it's saying you could get the money back from the shevach from the balchov. You're not entitled. Where'd that come from? Who said that? Not the shevach from the Baal Chov. You get the shevach from the owner of the field. We never said that. Shmuel said you don't. It looks like ribbits. E b'Baal Chov. And if we're talking, forget the goslin case. Regular Baal Chov. A regular Baal Chov. I buy a field from somebody. It's taken away from me. Right? What do we say? From the owner, I get my price back. And from the Baal Chov, he'll pay for my expenses. Kasha Risha Visefa. That's two problems with that story. Why? Tamar Shmuel said, Baal Chov goves HaShevach. The Baal Chov gets the Shevach. Also, right? Is that right? This is the hard part of the daf. The Baal Chov goves HaShevach. Shmuel said, the Baal Chov gets the Shevach. Right?
Yeah, why is the Baal Chov?
So why is the Baal Chov paying the guy the expenses? They belong to the Baal Chov. Why?
Because if you have a $1,000 field,
yeah,
and you put $500 worth into it,
right?
That's $1,500,
right?
Okay. The creditor over there, he's owed $2,000.
Right.
He takes $1,500 field that you got. Now he's supposed to pay another $500 out of that.
Oh, to you. So two issues.
Back to you, because, and now he's, that means he's added another $500.
No, but how much did the field improve by me putting in the $500?
$500.
No, that's what we said. The improvement was worth more than the expenses. I put in $500, now it's worth $3,000.
Either way, what's the difference?
What?
But he's saying you can still have a case of improvement of more of the expenses, but it still doesn't equal total.
Right.
To total
right. You're right. Right. Exactly. Right. I'm sure that we're trying to talk about that. But I'm just trying
and that means if he has to go pay for it now, the creditor's got to go pay for it now, he's losing again money.
Right.
He loses money. Yeah. I
hear your question. I think Rashi might mention something like that. I don't know.
No,
I had a hard time just figuring out the case, let alone passes on the case. I don't know. I hear your question. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. So, the question is, the question of the Gemara is, what's Shmuel doing with this case? This case doesn't make any sense according to Shmuel. Shmuel said there's no Shevach. And now this Baraita seems to make up all these new things. We never had this before. The Baal Chov has to pay? We never had that before. So, Ibai Zema, a few answers to answer this question. Ibai Zema, Bilokech mi Gazlin. You're right, it is a Gazlin. Bishikigon Sheyesh lo Karka. But the Gazlin has other land. So therefore there's no ribbis. He said it before, there's no ribbis. There's other land, so it's no ribbis. So he has to pay all that back. Your question is still a question. Still a question, this answer. Inami or kishakana miyazo. He promised to pay. He made a guarantee, I promise. Ibaizema or we could say babalchov. We're talking about a balchov. Not a gazan. Regular balchov. Below kasha, it's not a problem. Kan, when the shevach is collected, it's b'shevach hamagia l'ksafim. It's shevach, it's produce that's mamish reaching the shoulders. What does that mean? It's ready to be cut right now. In other words, another day or two, it's going to be cut off. Why? It's mamish ready, it's all ripe. Therefore, says Rashi, karvli kutzer, top Rashi, karvli kutzer, it's ready to be cut off. Elash adayin shvichin lekarka, it just needs a little bit more land. Not that it's been there for two days. No, it's been there for 6 months. His mama's ready to come off. So have a look at Peros Gemurin. It's like Peros. Vein Bachov, Govo so below Yitzia. The Bachov doesn't get Peros. He has to pay for them. That's what we're talking about. Okay? Kan, B'Shevach, She'ena Megiel L'Ksafim. What were we talking about for the past 2 days? Where the Shevach was not so ripe. Shevach was not so ripe. He's not entitled to it. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. But wait a minute, we know so many times Shmuel was a dayan, and so many times he awarded them the Shevach, even though it was so ripe. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, not a Kasha. Because I don't know what this means. Lo Kasha. Ha, when would Shmuel give everybody the land? When would Shmuel give everybody the produce? Demasik Bay Kishir Ara Veshivcha. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Creditor demands from the seller an amount equivalent to the value of the land and its
improvement. Maybe that's your point. Maybe that's your point.
Maybe.
Right? So many words. I don't know what this means. When do we say that Shmuel allowed people to collect the ksafim, even though it was shevach, even though they didn't have to pay, when that would equal the amount of the loan? Right? Demasik be kishir ara v'shivcha, when he's entitled to it, because that's the amount of the loan. That's exactly your point. V'ha, when would Shmuel say no? Delo masik be el kishir ara. You're only entitled to the land. Why? Because the land's worth $1,000 and your loan was $1,000. 100% seize the land. What about the shevach? You're not entitled to that. You want it? Pay for it. Pay the shevach. Right? You're entitled to the land. 100%. You're gaining the extra $500. Pay $500. Look at the land, with the Shevach included. When are you entitled to the Shevach? When that's the amount of my loan. So I think that answers your question.
Exactly the answer.
Okay, good, excellent. Good. Because I did this last night at like 12 o'clock. I was like, I should not sure understand it. But, Baruch Hashem, together, we're able to figure it out. What? Michael, make sense? Yeah, it's Chazar, exactly. Now, says the Gemara, one more thing. Hanicha, that's only true. Lamanda Amar Iisle Zuzi Lilokeach Lomatsu Masalik Lilbachov Shaper. Let's say there's a machlokas about this. Am I allowed to seize your land? You owe me money. Am I allowed to seize your land if you have cash to pay me? So you have the cash. I still let us seize your land. That's a machlokas. So ha-nicha, everything we just said makes sense. Lamanda Amar, according to the one who holds, it's a machlokas that ha-nicha lamanda Amar I isle zuze lilokeach. If the guy has money, lo matzi misalik lebalchov. He still can't stop the balchov from seizing the land. He can seize the land regardless, whether you have cash or not. Shopper, all this makes sense. Why? Because if he wants the land, he can take the land away. But el lamanda amar ki isle zuzi lilokeach. But if the lender has if the guy has money, lo matzi misalik lebalchov, I can push the balchov. You can't take my land. You can't take the land. I'll pay you off for the cash. Right? Name a lay. Let him say, Ilu havi lizuzi, havi misaliknach mikule ara. If I had cash, I could throw you out of here. And I would not let you take the land away. I would pay you for it. If I had the cash. I don't have the cash. Hashta now, to let's lizuzi, I don't have the cash, Taka. But nevertheless, havli garba da ara, I'm still entitled to a little piece of land, da ara shir shimchai. Of the shevach that I did, I improved the land. True, you're going to take the land away, but aren't I entitled to a little piece of land after all I did so much shevach? So the Gemara says, no, hachum ayeskinan kigon shasaya potiki. When the creditor's coming to take the land away, he's entitled to that land. He was told, if I don't ever pay you back, you can take that land, that piece of land. What'd the owner do? He then sold that piece of land to another person. That person has no claim. I did shevach, so what? We're very sorry. You should have checked this out before you bought this piece of land. This piece of land was designated to Shimon. It was designated that when Shimon wants to collect that loan, he's going to take this piece of land. Therefore, the amalei lo yehi lecha pro elamizu. Shimon, I owe you money, you can take that piece of land. I sold it to Reuven, too bad on Reuven. Reuven improved it, we're very sorry. Okay, actually, from now to the bottom, it's pretty easy. I'm stopping where it gets extremely hard for tomorrow. Now, Hikir Basha Eina Shalo. Let's say the guy, the buyer, is no fool. He knows that the seller doesn't own this piece of land. He knows, but two dots on Tesla base. He knows the seller doesn't own this piece of land. He knows the seller is a thief through and through. But you know what? He buys it anyway. Hikir Basha Eina Shalo. He knows it's not his. He knows the seller is a thief. Ulakach, and he buys it anyway. Amar Rav, Rav says, Mos Yeshlo, he can still get recompensated. He can still get the money back. But Shevach Einlo, he can't get the Shevach back. Ushmul, Amar Shmul says, Afilu Mos Einlo. He can't even get the money back. But my Kamiflagi, what are they arguing in? Rav Savar, Rav holds, Adam Yodesh Shekarka Einlo. Rav knows that the land doesn't belong to the seller. That's what he's paying for it for. V'gomar V'nazin Lo Shem Pikadon. He gave the money as a Pikadon, really. Says the Gemara, V'neimale Lo Shem Pikadon. Why didn't he say it's a Pikadon? Because you know why? Savar, he held lo mekabel. He knew this guy's hard on his luck. He really wanted to do him a favor. I know you don't own this piece of land. What, you think I'm a fool? I know you stole this piece of land. But I have Rachmanis, I'll give you money. Maybe you'll invest it, whatever. It'll put you back on your feet. And I know I'll get it back. So Sefer Rav says, he gets it back. He didn't want to tell him it's a pikadon because he knows the guy's going to be embarrassed. Shmuel Savar, Shmuel, no, other media karka ain't low. He knows the land doesn't belong to this guy. V'gomar v'nosin l'shu matana. And he really gave it to him as a matana. It's a matana. Therefore, he has no claim to get it back. He gave it to him as a matana. So v'neim alei b'shu matana. Far did he say it's a matana? The answer is, k'sifalei milsa. He knew the guy would be embarrassed. Nobody wants to take a handout. So the Gemara says, v'apligi b'chata zimna. But Rav and Shmuel argued about this once upon a time. The Itmar, ha-mekadosh ha-tachoso. Let's say you marry your sister. It's not allowed to do that. Not only you're not allowed to do that, it doesn't even work. You give her a diamond ring, you didn't give her anything. Now, you get the diamond ring back? So Rav Amar Moz Chosrid. Yeah, you get the diamond ring back. Shmuel Amar Moz Matana. It's a Matana. Rav Amar Moz Chosrid. Adibadeh Shei Kedushin Tovsin Bachosrid. Everybody knows you can't marry your sister. So Gomar V'Nasan L'Shei Pikadon. You gave her to her so she should have some Pikadon. She should have some cash. Have a diamond ring. She'll get her life back in order. She'll give it back to you. V'Nei Malei L'Shei Pikadon. So why don't you just say that to her? The answer is, Kesavra Lo Kibla Minei. She's not going to take it. She's not taking handouts. Ushmul Amar Maos Matana. It's a Matana. Everybody knows he can't marry his sister. V'gomar V'nasan L'Shu Matana. He gave it as a gift. V'nasan La V'neim Aleim L'Shu Matana. So say, it's a gift. The answer is no. Kesifali Milsa. He knew she'd be embarrassed. What? Right. And the Gemara says, we need both cases. We need the case of the sister, and we need the case of the guy who stole the land. If I only have the case of... What's Baha? If I don't have the case of the goslin stealing the land... That's when Rav would hold his shita. Nobody gives presents to foreign people. Avol gabi achoso, but by a sister, ain't mamodele l'shmuel. Maybe he would agree with Shmuel. V'it mar b'hach, b'hach kamar Shmuel. Only by the case of the sister did Shmuel hold a shita. Avol b'ha, ain't mamodele l'rav, tzricha, I need both. Now, bein l'rav, dover v'kadon, bein l'shmuel, dover matana, hai la'ara, b'may konachis. What are you doing with this land? According to Rav or Shmuel. So you buy the land, no? You buy the land from a thief. You know he's a thief. You know the owner's showing up one day. What are you doing with this land? Peros, hechi achil. How am I eating the peros? How am I eating the peros? I know it's not mine. I know it's the guy's a thief. Says the Gemara, no, suffer. He holds like this. Ana achet la'ara. I will work on the land. Va'abid va'echel begadei. And I will eat the fruits. Ki hechi dahavi kavzi. Ihu. Just like the original guy did. The thief was doing this. I'll just follow, keep doing it. L'chi asi mare da'ara. When the owner will come. Zuzi nahave. And I will have to pay back. So fine. So l'rav dar pikadon. Pikadon. So Rav says it's a pikadon. It'll be a pikadon. U'shul dar matana. Matana. And Shmuel says it's a matana. It'll be a matana. Whatever it is, I'll just keep on doing it. Yeah, when all the dust settles, we'll all get the money back. But in the meantime, why shouldn't the land sit empty? I paid for it. Okay. Now, Amar Rava, just to finish off, Hilchas at Halacha is, late Yeshlo Mos, you do get the money back, V'yeshlo Shevach, you do get the Shevach back, Afal Pishlo Pirishlo with the Shevach, even if you don't ask for it, that was yesterday, Hikir Bosh Eina Shelo, if you know you don't own it, you know the guy's a thief, and you buy it anyway, V'lacha Mos Yeshlo, you do get the money back for that, we call it Rav, Shevach Einlo, you don't get the money back, you don't get the Shevach back, Achrayas, so for who, a star doesn't have achrayis in it, we say it's a mistake, it should have it in there. Bishtari halva, bein bishtari halva, bein bishtari mekach umemkar. Whether it's a loan or it's a sale document, there's no achrayis in there, it's automatic. Alright? That's what we passed him. So we passed in all these issues, and we will resume tomorrow.